Betting on sports can be hard, but hiring Morgan & Morgan is easy. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/bestbets or dial #law, #529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/bestbets. This is a paid advertisement.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game here on VSiN. Matt Brown in for Gil Alexander. Kelly Bidlin on the desk with me as always. And now joining us here, you know him. You've seen him stuff over at VSiN.com. You've seen his pretty face on all the shows here on the network. He is one Adam Burke. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I don't know about the pretty face thing, but I appreciate the I appreciate hyping me up here.
Hey, you are a pretty that's a pretty face, Kelly.
It sure is. I was also just thinking about of guys at the network that could have a bet in all four sports today. Adam Burke could be one of those guys.
Hey, Adam, I don't know if you've heard or not. Today's the sports equinox. Just like I don't know if you heard yesterday was National Tight End Day or not. I don't know if that was made clear enough, but you know, sports equinox day today.
Yeah, Sports Equinox. We got a great deal over at VSiN.com where you can become a VSiN Pro subscriber through May 1st for $120. It's less than $20 a month. And, you know, we just released our college basketball betting guide, so you can get your hands on that. Not to mention, we'll be doing a college football playoff betting guide. We'll have an MLB one when that season gets going, March Madness, of course, as well. And you're covered for all that with this Sports Equinox special. So it's a really good opportunity to see what we're all about over at VSiN.com. And goes along with our other exciting announcement about the VSiN Watch app today. So plenty of good things going on here over at the network.
Equinox.
Oh, yes, it is the Equinox. I know. I'm going to put in an Equinox parlay just to say that I had one, but the hockey bet is just going to be.
I'll make some texts.
The hockey bet is text, just. I'll just be, some text. If the Devils are playing it, I'll just bet the team that I have a futures on. I'll just do that. That'll be fun.
There you go.
All right, Adam. We're going to get to college basketball here in a second, which, by the way, great college basketball betting guide over at VSiN, which is maybe one of the more important things that we put out for you guys out there because it's so incredibly hard to try and figure out all that stuff. But let's start with the World Series. You're our baseball guy. We get Walker Buehler on the hill. What do we expect from him? I mean, we know what the guy's talent level is. We know what the ceiling is with Walker Buehler. Unfortunately, we have kind of seen the floor too many times with him here of late as well. Going up against Clark Schmidt, going on the road over there in New York, do you expect the Yankees to bounce back?
Well, the market certainly does. I mean, with where this line is sitting and the fact that, you know, there's really not a whole lot of market confidence in Walker Buehler, and frankly, understandably so. I mean, you know, as you mentioned, it's been kind of a throwaway really last, you know, 18, 24 months for him. And he was not good during the regular season, wasn't good in the second inning of his first playoff start, did pitch better in his second playoff outing against the Mets. And of course, that's what the Dodgers are going to be hoping for out of him today. But guys, I like under 14 and a half outs. This one is a little bit juicy. I see it's out to -140 now. I was -120 when I wrote up my preview over at VSiN.com yesterday. There is no way in hell that Dave Roberts is going to let this guy face Juan Soto and Aaron Judge a third time through the order. So unless he's very efficient, unless he's mowing down Yankee hitters early on in this one, I don't see him, you know, going through five innings here in this game. So, you know, a guy that has pitched to a lot of contact here in the postseason, which is always concerning when you're talking about the level of hitter that you're going up against. And of course, there's a small ballpark. I mean, it's going to be a cool night in the Bronx, but it's a small ballpark. So, you know, it can be a really difficult thing for pitchers. I think it'd be tough for both pitchers tonight. But I like Buehler under 14 and a half outs as one of three plays that I like here heading into game three.
Can I ask you about just the series at large, and then we'll get back to your other two plays as we sit at +330 on the Yankees to come back and win the whole thing. I mean, what would you give the actual chances here? It seems like the Dodgers just like the team of destiny almost.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably put the Dodgers a little bit higher, maybe in the 500 range, something like that. Look, I mean, it's really hard for this offense to lose 4 out of 5 games, and especially given the fact that you are going to get another Jack Flaherty start at some point in this series where he looked really, really good in game one and eased a lot of concerns I think people had. And Yoshinobu Yamamoto was terrific too. So, you know, even though things are a little bit dicey with Walker Buehler, with the fact that they'll have to go with a bullpen game in game four, you're still in a situation where you've got Flaherty and Yamamoto to make two of the remaining starts in this series. And, you know, for the Yankees, I mean, you know, it's been Juan Soto and Giancarlo Stanton. I mean, Aaron Judge really hasn't been that big of a factor, and he needs to be, and he needs to figure it out here in his home ballpark to get his team back into the series. So the one thing I do think is kind of worth looking at here, guys, I realize it's a super short price at this point in time with Freddie Freeman to win the World Series MVP. It's even money over at DraftKings, but it's a situation where the Dodgers are over a $4 favorite to win this thing. Mm-hmm. Freeman has the most iconic playoff home run that we've seen in a very, very long time. And also, we talk about this all the time when we handicap the awards markets. He's got a story that writers want to tell, that writers want to talk about with what he went through with his son Max and what the family went through here throughout the course of this season. Not to mention, on the field, had that bum ankle in the championship series. I think Freddie Freeman at even money to win the World Series MVP is a cheap number. I think he should be a minus price, maybe a significant minus price at that. Because again, it's just really hard for me to see a scenario in which the Dodgers lose 4 out of 5 games here the rest of the way.
I do have a Teoscar ticket, Matt. I got to admit, I was typing up those odds this morning, Adam. I was a little surprised to see Freeman at even money too. I thought he was going to be on the other side. I might be buying a little bit of that
too. Yeah, everyone wants a lottery ticket when it comes to these things. Like, sometimes just take the obvious money too. You
know, especially if we think the Dodgers are going to keep winning games, this gets shorter and shorter, right? It's a better chance that he's going to end up coming out on top. So, Adam, not to mention,
look, it's a very favorable ballpark that he's going to now, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's already hit a couple of home runs in the series, and now he's going to a place where you hit a pop-up to right field and it's gone. So, you know, the chances of him continuing to have a really good series also increase given the venue.
Talking to Adam Burke, you can find his great work over at VSiN.com. He's our managing editor at Skating Tripods over on the Twitter machine as well. I'm still not giving in and doing the X. I know y'all put it on the graphic. I'm not doing it. It's Twitter machine still. It always will be. Yeah. It always will be. Are you called X? Do you call it X?
I try to do the, on Twitter or X if you want to call it.
Adam seems like the stickler for X. You always call it X, right?
I call it the Bird app. So.
Okay. All right.
The one who's not giving up his position is Zach Cohen. He bought in on that at betting on X as soon as it popped up. And he's going with X.
You know what? I never even thought. Yeah. That's why he's betting on it. Because I don't think of it as X. So I think of it as, there we go. All right. See, that makes a lot more sense now. All right. You said you had a couple more bets tonight.
Yeah, well, the other one I like, I mean, outside of Freeman, you know, at even money to win MVP, and then Buehler under 14 and a half outs, Dodgers first 5 team total over 1.5 is now -145 at DraftKings. It was -140 when I wrote this up yesterday. As always, shop around, find the best line that you can. But look, I mean, I like Clark Schmidt a lot, but he's a sinker, slider, cutter guy. So everything's, you know, kind of going to be hittable to a left-handed bat. And so, you know, with that short porch in right field, with what the Dodgers have done so far in this postseason and really all year long, and the fact that Clark Schmidt he's not really missing bats at the same rate that he did in the regular season. A guy who started out really, really well, missed more than 3 months, came back, looked okay in September. He's looked okay in the postseason too. But he's not missing a whole lot of bats here, guys. So the Dodgers, who are hitting everything in sight right now, it feels like, you know, I think they're going to have some offensive success here, especially with what they've been able to do with the long ball. So I think the first 5 team total over 4.5 for the Dodgers gives them a good start, I guess, in theory. If I like that, you could argue that maybe I should take the Dodgers at plus money. But truth be told, guys, as I just mentioned, I don't like Walker Buehler's chances to go 5 innings in this start. And frankly, he could get blown up, and it wouldn't shock me at all.
College basketball betting guide out over at VSiN.com right now. Adam, I know it is a very difficult task to put together. I imagine this one is the most difficult one we do. Would you agree?
Yeah, 100%. There's no question about it. I mean, with the transfer portal, it's very, very hard to pin down who went where. And then not only that, to try to project what, you know, a hodgepodge group of 5 transfers is all of a sudden going to do for a team, whether they have a new head coach or not. He's basically working with a new roster.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, it's like the Kentucky of the last like 5 years where they got 5 5 stars, but you don't even know if they're going to mesh and how they're going to play together. And now it's 5 guys coming from 5 different schools, 5 different programs, 5 different strategies. Yeah, it's crazy. So let's talk about getting a ticket in the account before we get to the conferences that you previewed. Everybody wants a ticket for the eventual winner. What team do you like to cut down the nets?
Yeah, so, you know, are they going to win at all? I don't know, but I think I can get into a pretty good situation with the Memphis Tigers. So they're 120 to 1 at DraftKings. I think they were a little bit higher than that and a couple of shops here in town in Las Vegas if you have the ability to go to those. The AAC is down this year. The American Athletic Conference, I don't think, is nearly as strong as it was last season. And so you've got a Memphis team here that Bart Torvik, in his projections, and I know people love KenPom. I'm a Bart Torvik guy. I will stand for that website as much as I possibly can. He has this team favored in every AAC game except for one. And then they're a one-possession dog against UConn in a big game around Thanksgiving. So Memphis is a team that was top five in terms of expected production from transfers, according to Torvik. And they're in a conference where they're going to win a ton of games. They can get themselves a pretty high seed line. And if I go into the tournament with a team that's, you know, maybe a two or a three seed, maybe four seed at the farthest, something like that, at 120-1, I think it's a really good investment. This is a team that I think looks extremely talented. A lot of very, very experienced transfers. A more physical team than what Penny Hardaway has had in the past. And they're a team that really hasn't cared about defensive rebounding before. They're going to this year. So I think Memphis is going to really, really stand out in this conference. And I think getting them at a triple-digit number when they should be a pretty high seed is a good investment to make here this far in advance of March.
I know it is not a proper amount of time to give you 45 seconds to talk the Big East, but UConn, Creighton, St. John's, Marquette, Xavier, et cetera, et cetera. What did you learn when you were doing that? Anything really stand out?
Yeah, I learned that, you know, even though I'm a small conference guy and I'm used to seeing a lot of transfers coming in and going out with those programs, the Big East is the exact same way. You know, I mean, yeah, you have some holdovers who do stick around, but the depth and some of the guys that replace lost production are coming from other programs. So it's going to be one of those things where there's a lot of really good head coaches in this conference, but we're going to have to wait and see how quickly these teams do end up gelling and coming together.
You got your quarterback. How do you feel about that performance yesterday by Jameis?
Hey, you know what? Deshaun Watson gave him the best chance to win all the way up until he got hurt. So I don't know what to think.
Facetious, guys. That's what Adam is. Adam Burke, you can find his work over at VSiN.com, at Skating Tripods, over on the Twitter machine. Let's talk that Browns team when we come back. They are hosting the Chargers, and I don't agree with who is favored when we come back on our numbers game.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Numbers game here on VSiN. Matt Brown in for Gil. Just talked to Adam Burke, our managing editor over at VSiN, and spent some time with him this weekend. And he did the Big East, the Missouri Valley Conference, the AAC, the Big Sky, the Atlantic Sun for the college basketball guy. Him and one Ben Wilson were having a mascot off against each other.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And them two boys know some mascots.
It was the coolest slash saddest thing I've ever seen in person.
You do feel somewhat sorry for them because you're kind of like, you skipped out on doing something fun to know these things. Like somewhere along the way, you should have been doing something a little bit more fun. But they were just going back and forth. And as Kelly and I are sitting there going, we're just naming school, any school that came to our head. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For those of you that are fans of college guessing lines, imagine it in a bar with several drinks in each of us. And, someone would bring up a school. I think I just kept shouting Warriors the whole time or something like that.
And, I mean,
Eagles, Warriors. Yeah,
they were probably 90% plus.
Oh, easy. So I'll bring it up. There was a winner in my mind. There was a clear winner. Burke had stumped Ben on one or two.
Yeah.
But when I say one or two, I'm talking like, I don't know, pick your NAIA school around the corner from your house because they had to drop down. I don't know out of what, like the top, what, nine conferences in the country? I don't even know where we got to.
So I do one where I'm like, oh, here's where I'm going to get them because I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana. Yeah, there's a little college in Shreveport called Centenary. And the only reason it's famous is because Robert Parrish went there, right? Okay. But Robert Parrish was done with his career before Ben was even born. Right. So, like, whatever. So I'm like, okay, here it is. I'm like, Centenary College. And then Burke just goes, the gents. like without any, like, the literally no hesitation whatsoever. He's like, yeah, Centenary gents. And I was like, gotta be kidding me.
It was one of the most impressive slash saddest things I've seen at a bar at really 2 a.m. or whatever time it was.
It was something. We will talk about it, multiple times because I will tell my friends, like, yeah, no, you should sit around with these guys because they like to play that game as well. And I'm like, you will lose. I assure you.
You will lose.
If you ever see Adam Burke in a bar, if he wants to gamble with you, almost any bar type game, you just don't want to.
You don't want to mess around. Not only did Burke win
darts, pool. I bet you he's good at all of them.
I bet he is too. Yeah. But not only did Burke win this, but also like some of the random schools that were being thrown out. Like, there's no way I even had the beginning of an idea of what the mascot was, and the face that he would make. Like, this is the easiest thing on the planet. Give me something tougher.
It was it was amazing. Now, we talked about with him the betting guide that is out. We talked about that it is the sports equinox. You know, Kelly, that's the four major sports. You could add horse racing into the equinox because there's horse racing somewhere.
Every single day,
every single hour of the day. You could add that in there. And if you just want to bet horses because you feel, hey man, I'm ready. I want some instant gratification. Mm-hmm. You can bet the horses, and then you know who wins and loses just a little bit later. You should do it over at firstbet.com. It is the Breeders' Cup this weekend as well. Anybody that knows their horses know the Breeders' Cup, a huge, huge, huge event happening over in California. I believe at Del Mar. I believe that's what's going on with that. And that is, you know, some of these horses, you've definitely heard of the horses, Kelly. I mean, like these are the horses that you've heard of. These aren't like Kentucky Derby. We have to learn who these horses are. You've heard and seen these horses run before. VSiN 200. Over at firstbet.com, you're going to get 20% rebate on your first 60 days up to $200. So go in, bet on some of these horses, use that promo code VSiN200. And when you do, we're going to give you a rebate up to $200 for the first 60 days. That is firstbet.com, 1STBET.com. So let's get to back to some of these week 9 games that are coming on. There was one game you said you definitely wanted to hit, but I want to talk this Browns Chargers because this is one that I put into the account, and this is not being, as Gil would say, prisoner of the moment with the Cleveland Browns at home hosting the Los Angeles Chargers. This is me putting my convictions into play here in the form of a bet, because I have been against this Chargers team and so down on this Chargers team.
Yeah.
The mirage that I assume that a lot of people see that this Chargers team is. I get it. You have an awesome quarterback. I'm taking nothing away from Justin Herbert. He's awesome. You have a team that wants to run first. You have a team that's lacking any weapons on the outside. You have a team that is never going to be. We saw explosiveness yesterday from the Browns. We actually saw them be able to move the ball up and down the field. Do you think if the Browns get up 10 points in this game, the Chargers have any chance in the world of coming back and winning this game? No. There's just no way in the world, in my personal opinion. And what we saw, again, from Jamie Sachet, who produced multiple 50-plus yard receivers, in which we weren't getting that at all with Deshaun Watson. Healthy offensive line, a defense that can certainly still hold its own. I took the points with the Browns. I took them on the money line as well.
I like it. This is a team that Gil and I have talked a lot about on this show too, of this Chargers team. We can't get there. Anybody who scored a touchdown for them before this season got shipped off for like the past 7 years with Eckler and everybody and all the wide receivers. I can't figure out this team, man. I mean, they keep winning. I did have a Saints ticket yesterday too. So I like that, you know, that's a loser. You're obviously, like you said though, I think I'm backing a better team if I am looking at the Browns this time around. I was kind of looking at that under as well, but then like, I don't know, the Chargers have put up some points here and there as well. So I this game, I'll probably be looking under Browns. I think Browns could be a good teaser leg too. Yes. If I'm liking the under, what's that, 41.5, 42, something like that right now. If I'm already liking the under, then 42, 42.5. If you're liking the under, then you're getting even more value on that 6-point teaser. So at 1.5, 2. Now could be the time to do that. I might be including them. There's another teaser leg that I really like this week. So I might be including the Browns in that one with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they are devoid of talent on the offensive side of the ball. And so I expect them to move the ball on the Chargers. Like, I think that they will. And so
we talked about it first segment. The threat of having back this entire offensive line, a healthy Nick Chubb, that's just a part that no quarterback for the Browns has seen this year.
Exactly. So we're definitely like that one a lot. Now, Miami Dolphins on the road at the Buffalo Bills, and this is sitting 6.5. There are juiced sixes. So if you're looking to play the Bills, you can get a 6.5. If you're looking to play the Dolphins, 48.5. Is the total. We get Tua back this week with the Dolphins. He looked pretty good. Mm-hmm. The offense looked pretty good. They had a 10-point lead. They blew it. The defense kind of let them down in that game. And in come, you know, there they go on the road now to Buffalo, where Josh Allen and them are coming off just absolutely trucking the Seattle Seahawks. This was one where you were talking off air to me and saying, I know that the Dolphins were a popular pick this past week, but maybe, just maybe, this was the week we should have
backed. Yeah, this one I've got circled. I was on the Bills last week. I think all cards on the table, right? If that Dolphins line had been under 3, I probably would have been on them and would have lost yesterday. I do wonder. I wonder if that is one of the things holding me back, even from laying that 3, 3.5 it was at times during the week last week, was, okay, is this a little too early? I know Tyreek's excited and he's talking in the locker room about Tua coming back, but are we maybe getting a little ahead of ourselves with him coming back? I haven't played in a game here for several weeks now. Getting him back in there, get a little bit more confidence and comfort in a game state. He did that yesterday. Now he's going to go play an opponent he's more familiar with as well. I'm just wondering if next week, I think if this ticks up to 7, I'm not rushing to bet it at 6, 6.5 right now. You put a 7 on this game, which I wouldn't be surprised if we got there at all. With everybody getting all excited about the Fins yesterday, them losing that game, and then the Bills looking as impressive as they did in the late window, I wouldn't be shocked at all if this hits 7. If it does, I have a feeling I will be in on Miami taking a piece of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... You look at the box, but really the defense has just let them down against the Cardinals. I mean, like, the Cardinals went for 6.3 yards per play. And credit to them, Kyler Murray just doing Kyler Murray things. And that was impressive that he was able to find got Marvin Harrison back involved a ton, got Trey McBride involved a ton. You have very, very good, very, very good position players, right? I mean, then they...
Well, and what was the stat I heard yesterday on the offensive line? He hasn't been sacked in 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Like, that was not something I was expecting out of Arizona this year.
Look, they're feisty.
They are,
like,
yes.
So I'm not saying that this was a bad loss for the Dolphins, right? Yeah. It was just a loss that maybe they shouldn't have had, because they did have a lead in the defense, probably shouldn't have given it up. But, like, again, not a bad loss.
It's not a horrible loss for just what the opponent was, but this was the game that I understand why people were betting the Dolphins, of just the spots of all spots, right? Yeah. If this was, you're going to turn your season around, your back's against the wall, it was supposed to start yesterday with a win over the Cardinals.
Because as good as the Cardinals offense did look and has looked at times this year, the defense has been poor all year long, and everyone's been able to move the ball and everyone's been able to score. And I think that is where everybody was coming in on the Dolphins. I kind of like the Dolphins as well in that game. So I get where people are coming from. So what you're saying is if we hit 7,
I was surprised to see that this was over 6. That the fact that there are 6.5s out there, I'm surprised by. If it hits 7, I'll be in on the Dolphins.
There we go. Let's get some bets in the account. Let's keep looking down these lines for next week. What do you think the Saints and the Panthers is lined at? That might shock you. It certainly shocked me.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Numbers game here on VSiN. Matt Brown in for Gil Alexander. Kelly Bidlin with me here on the desk. Running through our initial reactions on some of these games that are happening next week in the NFL. And Kelly, you made a really good point of how some of these teams, the perception of what they were supposed to do last week and what they're supposed to do this coming week, have completely changed. And none bigger than the Denver Broncos, who closed somewhere in 11.5, 12-ish, something like that, and, you know, get it done.
I mean, to be a double-digit favorite in the NFL,
is a thing.
That is a big deal, because usually that you have to be not only a good team, you got to be a very good team that the book looks at you that way, and then looks at your opponent as being that bad. And I guess that's kind of what happened yesterday.
So 9-point dogs are now the Broncos this week. So go from 11.5 to 12-point favorites to 9-point dogs against the Ravens. They're on the road in Baltimore. It is a 44 total out there. I mean, look, the Ravens lose outright to the Browns. What do you make of that? Like, I don't know. I think the Browns have a lot of talent. I mean, the roster, if you were just doing roster comparisons entering the season, the Browns player for player, we're up there, you know, with everybody except for the quarterback position. So I'm not really totally penalizing the Ravens so much for that loss. And then the Broncos, am I really going to give them their flowers for going and beating down a Panthers team that everyone is going to beat down for the rest of the season? So I guess the line is fair. It's just weird to see the change in sentiment in a team from a week to week.
Yes, it is odd. And then also we were talking, I mean, between the two, I don't remember if I remember a week like this with the two games, that one involving the Broncos and then the Saints game, right? The Saints 7.5 point dogs yesterday, 6.5 point favorites. What does the thing both have in common? They involve the Panthers as an opponent, yes. But man, that is how bad the Carolina Panthers are. The Ravens were I was looking for a teaser partner with the Bengals. We'll probably hit that here soon, but that was Ravens were an easy lock in this morning at 8.5. If you are looking to play them in teasers, though, this number is going up this morning. It is 9.5 at most books right now. So if you want to get involved, shop around. Maybe you can still find a straggling 8.5. That is like this Denver team. The defense is great. Baltimore has its flaws. I think for as well that the defense rates out, I've still got concerns when it comes to Baltimore's defense a little bit. The offense, it's either going really well or seems out of sync somehow. Both things happen almost every game, it feels like, with Baltimore offensively. But I think for Denver, Denver's got a great defense. I've still got questions about what this offense can do. Going into Baltimore after that bad loss, to be able to get this under 3, I thought it was a good teaser leg.
So I'm going to give credit where credit's due. The Broncos did win a game they were supposed to win by 14. I mean, they won by 14, right? Yep. And that score by the Panthers came way late. It was a garbage time score. Bo Nix, 28-37 for 284 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't throw a pick. There were good things to come out of this game. However, there's also, they scored 21 of those points in the second quarter. They scored just a touchdown in the third and then scoreless in the fourth quarter. And this is kind of what we've seen with this Broncos team almost every single game this year, where it's like they look like an actual football team for a quarter and a half, and then like the rest of the game they're just kind of MIA.
Right.
Now that has still gotten them to a 5-3 record, and wins are banked and you can't take those away, and they're in the thick of the playoff hunt. I mean, like they're a team that we are going to have to consider that might be able to make the playoffs. But I look at this as kind of the perfect spot to come back down to earth. And I know I understand it's a big spread. I understand 8.5 is really, really big, but Bo Nix is not going to replicate what he was able to do against the Panthers probably again this season. I mean, it was just, you're getting the cakewalk team. You're getting the perfect optimal situation to do what he was able to do. And so I don't love laying these big numbers, and I kind of don't make a habit of it, but I think I'd probably lay it before I would take
the points. Before you take it, yeah. Again, I think if you're looking at 8.5, I think that's a great teaser, a teaser range. But yeah, the full 9, I would be laying it before I'd be taking it too. I pulled up the Panthers, man. Yeah. Panthers schedule. This really is. There's not a single team on this schedule that we haven't ended up talking about the week after, the day after, about being like, well, this team looked pretty good. Yeah. Like, it's the Panthers. No, it's the Panthers. It's the Panthers.
Theme.
Yes.
Yes. There's a common theme.
I mean, Saints week one, we thought the Saints were world beaters then after that, right? Chargers week two, they lose 26-3. Clearly we've got a coaching staff in place now. The Chargers are going to be great this year. Quarterback change, they win at the Raiders, right? Bengals. Okay, well, the Bengals could still move the ball against the defense. Like, it's been a talking point with every single one of these teams after they play the Panthers. We got to stop overreacting when you beat down the Panthers.
I'm glad you bring up the Saints, because this is something our long tease here. Saints are 6.5 point juiced, I might add. This is heading to 7.
Yes, it will hit 7.
6.5 juiced, heading to 7. Favorites over the Panthers, 43.5, 44. You and I came to the conclusion, though, this has to be that they are expecting Derek Carr back this week, because Jake Haener, or the Rattler, is not a 7-point favorite over any team in the NFL, even if it is the Panthers.
Yeah, agreed.
So
and that makes sense. I mean, we thought it was, I mean, what was it, 2 weeks ago they were hinting at he could even possibly play? Yeah. Last week it looked like he was progressing a bit more. This number has to be baked in with Derek Carr in mind.
Yeah, so if that's the case, I mean, would the Panthers give you any hope that they can keep any game at this point.
No, absolutely not. I cannot bet on this
football
team.
You can't do it.
I can't bet on this football team. And honestly, I think one of the more comedic things to me this year has just been watching the sharp guys try to go to battle with the Panthers every week, and they're that bad, man. Yeah. I don't think you can bet this team. I can't bet this team right now, ever. Like, they are crossed off.
Sometimes bad is just bad.
And they are bad.
And they are just that. And they're bad on both sides of the ball at every level. I mean, to give credit where credit is, like, Bryce Young wasn't horrific yesterday, and they still lost by 2 touchdowns to the Broncos.
Okay, without having his numbers in front of me at all, I'm just going to go off of eye test takeaway. It was one of his best games I've seen him play.
Yeah. No, but seriously, though, he wasn't horrific yesterday. It's just this team has no talent. They are devoid of talent.
24 for 37, 224 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 INTs. That's actually that's an NFL quarterback line right there.
For him, that's not that bad. It's just they just can't, they're not going to win any games. Talking about, so let's just go from one crud game to another, shall we? How about the Patriots and the Titans? Oh, you can't wait to tune into that one, can you?
Oh, gosh.
Patriots, Titans, where the Titans are favored by a field goal. Yes, the Tennessee Titans, the team that you have watched be absolutely atrocious all season long, is favored by a full field goal over another football team. 37.5 to 38 is the total. We get word this morning that Drake May is in the concussion protocol. We have not seen very many people clear concussion protocol in the same week, so you should just assume that this is going to be Jacoby Brissett. And as far as quarterback situation for the Titans, they wanted to go with Billy Levis this past week. Apparently he couldn't go again. I imagine we're going to get the same coach speak coming out from the Titans, which is, if he can go, he'll go. And if he can't, it'll be Mason Rudolph. So we'll just have to be sitting here having this discussion for who knows how long, right up until game time maybe or something, until we get any idea whether Billy Jeans is going to be able to play for him or not.
Yeah, I think it's probably, I'm sure it's frustrating if you're a Colts fan or a Titans fan right now with the quarterbacks, but that's how I would play it with Levis too. Like, it's, you need to get a look at the kid still and figure out what you got before you totally toss the cards aside, but you don't want to force him in there if he's hurt at all.
Yeah.
So I think it is something to look at. If he does not play, I think this would be an underlook for me with Brissett back in there. We're looking at 38, 39 on the total. I know that's still low, but both these teams, Titans defense at least isn't terrible. Patriots,
they show up at least every week.
Yeah, they do. Patriots defense. And before you say, hey, what happened last week? Cool, look at the box score. Like, there was turnovers and giving the Lions a lot of short fields and stuff there. So with Brissett back in, I would, if it was Brissett and Rudolph, this would probably be an underplay for me.
Yeah, I'm very interested in how we almost ever make the Titans a field goal favorite over anybody, given what we've seen from this team. Like, I think that there is,
you have fun betting aside in that game,
an argument to be, this is the, like, put it on a rocket fired in the sun game. like we don't have to bet every one of the games. Right, and like, it's like, we're sitting here trying to talk our way into it. It's like, no, it's still Will Levis.
Levis.
Like, if he goes, push the button for Will Levis. Are you kidding me? There's no way.
Well, what's great is because of both of his, you know, his arm talent and his lack of arm talent are the reasons why I said I'll bet the under if it's Rudolph, not because of him, because he could easily throw a pick six or a touchdown, right? That's not something I want to get involved in with
that. Said, the Patriots are certainly less attractive with Brissett than they were with May. May at least brought variance,
you
right?
You did.
He brought a different element to this team that you just don't get with Brissett. And I know Brissett marched him down the field and beat the Jets this past week, but I think if we're just being honest with ourselves, you'd want to back the Patriots with May at quarterback, not with Brissett at quarterback. So likely going to be a pass for me, because you know what also happens? When I bet games, I like to watch them. And I don't want to have to turn this one on. I don't know about you.
You'd rather mow the lawn than to watch this game.
We'll get you our best bets here for Monday Night Football. Also, a couple more games here on the Week 9 slate that interest us.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The numbers game here on VSiN. Matt Brown in for Gil. Stick around after this. Our Swiss Army knife here at the network. Stormy Bonantoni with Jeff Schwartz. Got Money Moves followed by Prop Points with John Hansen and Make It Rain by Adam Schein. Don't want to miss those hours right here on VSiN. Kelly, you know, what is? How do y'all tee this up to? Because I know
we get tweets.
So we get some tweets, and we did get some tweets in here. Of course, guys, do want to know, we did get all the great messages that you sent in and all that towards Gil. Just I do appreciate those coming in here. This one from Brandon, and it is, Kelly, it's the Lakers are looking prime for another run in the in-season tourney. Trophy followed by a seventh seed, you know, because we were joking. They're 3-0, guys. I mean, so everyone's talking about it.
They are. I mean, they're the team, though. We could, like, I could just say the same thing about every year. I think they're a little underrated betting wise, except for you can never account for how much time their stars are going to miss. And if you could, you know, specifically Anthony Davis, then well, you could be a little bit more bullish on them.
So, I mean, you know, we get in this one coming in from the numbers guys. I like it best when National Tight Ends Day fall on a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm glad this was brought up. What is this, 2 or 3 years in a row now since we've started this or whatever? But it really is a broadcasting issue. If you have Red Zone on at all, it's not only does Scott Hansen have to bring it up once or twice, but then every game broadcast has to bring it up. And which I understand, but the problem is when you throw all the broadcasts together into something like Red Zone, then you're going to hear it 18 times in a Sunday. So
how about this too? Because if you didn't like the National Tight Ends Day, whatever, well, it's going to be 2 days in a row because they're going to talk about is Sports Equinox today. If you didn't like National Tight Ends Day, well, every network is going to be talking about Sports Equinox. So maybe just leave it on VSiN or something today. Except we're going to be talking about that all day, actually. We're running a special, so I don't know. So just deal with it then. That's what we're going to say. Just deal with it. Don't worry about all that. All right, so this one comes in from Nick. Nick G says, any chance we can get Sama Bomb? That is, of course, Mike Samich on here. Chris Felica to talk about the Breeders' Cup. Kelly will work on it.
Booked, baby. And they're not booked yet, but they will be.
Kelly will work on it.
Felica's here every week, and then Mike I texted last week already, so he's aware I'm going to bother him.
We'll work on it. You got one here from Brian?
Brian just pointed out, he tweeted this in before we hit on the game, but Saints are likely the number they are because Carr is questionable and thought he could start this week 10 days ago. So, it's kind of what we brought up. We think there is some Derek Carr baked into that line for sure, laying almost 7 points.
Would have to be. And last one here coming in from Xavier talking about being in, he's in his own Survivor, not the one out here behind us, but another big one over at DraftKings, and said he's leaning towards Minnesota or Cincinnati in the early. I'll tell you this, we'll talk Survivor tomorrow for a little while, Kelly.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow. Cincinnati, and we'll get into this with our bets, but Cincinnati I really like as a teaser leg this week.
Yeah, it looks like they wanted to play T. Higgins this week, and it was just, okay, let's not make matters worse.
Yeah.
And so I would assume that he's back, but, you know, I've assumed a lot of things.
I have made one teaser so far with Cincinnati. It is the only thing that I think that's holding me back from making a one or two more right now is I would like to see a day or two of practice reports here early this week to see how bad we really think this is with him. Because that was, you and I were talking about during a break. That came out kind of late on Friday and then rolled into the weekend. It probably surprised some people out there betting if you were getting your stuff in, you know, on Friday or something.
Oh, like I mean, for sure. I'm sure there was a lot of people, you know, who either made picks in contests or did whatever and all that. And then like, oh man, like I didn't even see that news come through. And it's like, yeah, I know, it's because it was late on a Friday. And sometimes this news can slip under the radar.
Also, speaking of contests, my second quarter run is done, folks. It is done. It was a nice run going 2-3 yesterday, though.
A little 2-3.
Yeah, it takes me down to 15-5. 15-5.
I didn't even tally mine yesterday. I had 3 straight weeks of 3-2, so I'm like, it doesn't matter anyway. I'm dead. If you have 3 weeks of 3-2, you're just being in the middle.
We talk about it all the time. It's the most humbling feeling ever playing at Circa Millions. When you get 3-2, 3-2, and you're like, well, I would take 60% betting at the end of the year, but this does nothing for me in the contest. Yeah.
Like 3 straight 3-2s, and I'm going like, well, there's no point in even worrying about this. Like seriously, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. It's so wild whenever you, I mean, the leader in the contest heading into this week, by the way, was 27-8.
Yeah, like
27-8. I mean, if you don't know how good That is ridiculous.
So that's where, like, I had a couple people talking to me, like, I had this good second quarter run. You and I haven't even really spoken about it much because I wasn't getting too excited until the final week, right? I had a good second quarter run going. Everybody keeps going to me, well, you're going to be set up for the rest of the year then. And I'm like, not if you saw my 500 first quarter. Yeah. No, like, no, I'm toast.
No, there is a guy out there who's 27-8. I mean, is you just want, you, how do you even do that? How do you even, I don't care that they're static lines.
Yeah, the year of your life.
I don't care they're static lines. I get it. It's still so crazy. All right, we have Monday Night Football. It is the Giants on the road at the Steelers. This is, I mean, it's six just about everywhere. There's always a little bit of an outlier at FanDuel, so they're sitting at 5.5. Like, they kind of always go against the grain just a little bit. 36.5 is the total here in this one. Again, no side bet in for me or Kelly, though. If this were to hit 6.5, which it might, I mean, it's a couple pennies juiced on the six at DraftKings. So I don't know. Maybe we get some late money come in there on the Steelers. If that were the case, I think I could get there at the 6.5 with the Giants.
The only thing that's really holding me back at this point, Matt, I think it is just remembering what the Giants looked like a week ago against a good defensive front and having to take all those sacks again, you know, from the Eagles. And now you're going, now you got the Steelers. And it's not like it's going to get any easier for that offensive line for New York, but it's, you know, can Russ do it again? Can he do it again? Have a big game? And can that offensive line hold up against one of the more impressive and surprising defensive fronts in the league to me with the New York Giants?
Yeah. And I think that there's, you know, another thing at play here for me, which is just the fact that it's one game of sample size with Russell Wilson. Right. And like, so I'm not going to jump to conclusions that what we saw is just going to happen every week. Again, he threw up a few jump balls. George Pickens came down with an awesome jump ball. You get a pass interference on another one. And also, I think there's a little bit of intrigue for me in a game with a total this low, getting 6.5, that there's some fight in the Giants to just kind of get that backdoor cover for you. I mean, obviously Malik Nabers is as explosive a wide receiver as we have in the league. Wandell Robinson is actually a thing now, at least a little bit. And so, yeah, let's get to 6.5 and I can get me a sweat this evening.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? I do have a prop, and this is my best bet for this game, Kelly, is going to be George Pickens over 58.5. Now, to be fair, it has been bet this morning. I think it's now at 60. 60's fine. If we get, you know, 63.5 is where I would kind of like cut it off there. I mean, 5 yards is 5 yards is 5 yards. Yeah, I wouldn't do that, but
a little bit more wiggle room on this one, probably because of the handicap, right?
And so the thing is, yes, exactly. And the handicap here comes down to what we saw last week and whether Russell Wilson's going to do it again or not. And I believe he will. I mean, you brought it up that he was one of the, at one point in his career, was one of the best deep ball throwers there was in the NFL.
It's awesome. Like, and he's going to still try to do that.
And he's willing to do it. And he proved that he was willing to do it last week. Now, the success rate on that is something that I'm just going to have to gamble on. And by the way, sports betting is still gambling. So I'm gambling on the fact that the success rate on this will work out, because I think we can get halfway to this number on one of those. Mm. And then we're not asking that much more in all of this. So that is my best bet for this game. What about you?
For this one, I have nothing going into Monday Night Football. Best bets for the night, though, we are shifted over to, I did play the Orlando Magic late 5.5, and then I'm going to be on the New York Knicks here. I'm just waiting to see if this number moves any more in my direction, but at 2.5, I will be on New York against the Cavaliers tonight.
Our best bets brought to you by GBank. It is the official bank of VEASAN. The GBank Visa Signature Card is your best bet, delivering 1% cashback rewards on eligible gaming transactions and 2% cashback rewards on all other eligible purchases. For more information, head to VSiN.com/GBank. That is VSIN.com/GBank. This is subject to credit approval, and terms and conditions do apply. I am cautiously optimistic that we get at least a somewhat interesting game tonight, but that is, I know, a bold statement when a 36.5 total, but I there's always at least going to be a little bit of intrigue as to what Russell Wilson brings to the table in his second start.
So we just have a little bit of a narrative,
right?
I hope Russell Wilson is a thing. I actually hope he could somehow be good and that it becomes a thing again, because that was very depressing to watch in Denver. Very depressing.
It definitely was not the best thing to watch in Denver. What do we think here real quick? Lions, Packers, Lions on the road at the Packers. We're looking at about 4.5 in favor of the Lions. Here's the thing. I bet this at 3.5 last night on the opener because I don't know the status of Jordan Love.
Right.
And so, like, I'm rolling the dice. I get it. Like, but I'm rolling the dice. But if this is Malik Willis, 3.5, 4 is all day long on the line.
So this was, I thought, Adam Chernoff does, he does a great podcast every day, reading the morning lines, kind of going over stuff. Remember, there was, he pointed this out this morning, I thought it was a great point. 6-point adjustment is what we saw when Malik Willis came in for to replace Love when he was out. Are we still baking in that type of number, Matt? Or did Willis play enough that that number should be, or play well enough that that number should be a little smaller? I don't know. I was almost did the same thing.
Yeah, so I took 3.5. Again, nothing's clear right now. We don't know exactly
I don't think he's going to play, but that's me being doctor over here.
Stick around. Stormy and Jeff here on the network.